Hello, I'm Bill Davis, a servant apostle of Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and ministering to you from the office in my house in Plano, Texas. I'm going to be sharing some testimonies about my life, my daughter's life, Patty, my wife, who's now first wife, who was in heaven, in the next few weeks. I believe God wants me to share it. I think I'm going to start today with my practice of veterinary medicine, McKinney, Texas, Collin County. Collin joins Dallas County on the north. I came to Texas from the University of Missouri in 1963 with high recommendations from the director of clinics at the University of Missouri, Dr. Ed Ebert, who is now in heaven. And because of the high recommendation that Dr. Ebert gave me and his acquaintances or the people that he knew in the National Association of Equine Practitioners, they respected much what he said. In fact, he said that I had the most potential as an equine practitioner as any man that ever graduated University of Missouri up until that time. With that recommendation, it was not hard for me to have business. I met a man that owned part of Seabar Ranches. He managed it, really, and owned a lot of it. His name was Carl Biles. Seabar Ranches, Salina, Texas, Stephenville, Texas, and Abilene, Texas. Carl became a good friend of mine, and he gave me promised me his business as a veterinarian if I'd come to Texas. I came and presented my business promises of Carl Biles to Dr. J.P. Derryberry and Dr. Elmo King, two veterinarians who are both in heaven at the Derryberry King Animal Clinic, McKinney, Texas. Told them what I had. They trusted me, and it was only a few weeks, I think two or three, they saw that what I told them was true, and I was doing Seabar Ranches equine practice in Abilene, in Salina, then to Stephenville, and then to Abilene. Needless to say, by January 1964, it was time that I moved on. I loved Dr. Derryberry and Dr. King, one of the disciples of Christ and the other the Baptist, and then me, amen. They became real friends, amen. And 1964, I bought 3.5 acres of land north of McKinney on Highway 75 and opened, it had a frame house on it, and I opened a veterinary clinic, hospital, just an office to work out of. I had to build a couple of stalls, build a corral, and people started bringing horses to me. And they brought a lot of them. And I was very successful, very prosperous. God was with me in my rebellion when he had told me not to be a veterinarian in 1958, but to be a minister of the gospel. But God will not forsake his people, even in their rebellion, he was with me to prosper me. So, in 1966, I bought 3 acres of land on 121 south of McKinney, Texas, just west of Interstate 75. And I was going to move my hospital there. And when it was right, oh, I didn't intend to tell this, but I must. And in 1967, a man drove in my driveway north of McKinney on the 3.5 acres. He said, "Would you sell this?" I said, "Well, I don't know. You want to buy it?" "Yeah." He said, "What would you take for it?" I said, "What would you pay for it?" He told me. I said, "When would you want to buy it?" He said, when would you want to sell it?" "Well, I don't know. When do you want to buy it? Would you sell it and give me possession in 30 days? I said, "Well, yes, I think I could." Because I had the 3 acres south of McKinney. And I knew that I could erect a temporary building. And there wasn't any water on it. No electricity on it, but was there. So, I was shocked. She walked over to a bank in El Paso, Texas, and called that bank and said, "Send a check to Central National Bank." In McKinney, Texas, to deposit as escrow in the account to buy this property. I knew that God was moving in my life. So I went to a friend of mine and I said, "Look, I got to have a temporary building." He said, "I got one. I'll move it out there tomorrow." I'm enjoying this. This is a few tears, but mostly laughter. I moved that temporary building out there. And I called Myers Pump Company in Dallas, Texas. I said, "I need a well drilled. When can you do it?" And they came up, looked at it, and said, "We'll get started right now." Cost me, $5,000 to drill a 1,200-foot well. And I tell you, it was great. And I had water in that temporary building about less than a week. I had the water running. And I had a temporary electric hookup, and I was moving. I had my sign out on 121, and people knew me from a lot of areas of the U.S., and they'd come 121 going to Fort Worth, and when they would, they'd stop and say, "Doc, are you building a clinic here?" "Yeah." And I had that thing built, thank God. I was one happy, that was 67. I was 35 years old. Known by people in New York, in Canada, in California, and Florida, I don't know where else. A lot of places, people that had horses. So, I contacted a man in Fort Worth, and I had never met, and it was Fab Creek Company, and I can't remember his name right now, but I had him build me a portable hospital, a Fab Creek, prefab, on his property in Fort Worth, brought it out to my site on 121, just west of US 75, and erected it, and I had it up before Christmas. With a roof on it, before Christmas 67, a modern equine small animal, very minimal, but equine, practice hospital. I had a large animal surgery room right after the January in 68. I built four new stalls, the equine stalls, a recovery. a recovery room, and I had a surgery table that had wheels on it, and I could roll it from my surgery room down a ramp to the recovery stall, 20 by 20. Oh, I was a happy guy. You better know. 1968, and I haven't turned 36 yet. People were coming from everywhere. They heard about me because it was the grace of God. In 1968, in May, I brought in a partner. I actually brought in another veterinarian before. Now I brought in a partner. Now there are three of us. And it was a booming business on 3 acres. Beautiful. Oh, was I happy. And I knew in my heart, you're not going to get to stay here. You're going to serve God. I thought, oh man, please don't bother me. That was really at the top of my game. I was a state fair, one of the state fair veterinarians, a state fair Texas veterinarians in Dallas, Texas. But God was talking. You're going to sell this. It was not easy, but in June 69, God said, sell your practice. Sell your hospital, sell your veterinary practice. Do what I tell you. Obey what I say. Earlier, a few minutes ago, Kathy D pulled up on Coomer. Consumer. Good Lord. What was it? Consumer what?
Pricing index.
Oh, pricing index. She asked me what the property income was in 1969. I told her. She said, today, consumer pricing index says it'd be slightly over $1 million. That was income. And then, that was worth. Worth. Of the property. Then she said, what did you make in what year? 1965, I told her. She said, today, that price, that income would be $228,000. Well, I walked away from it on January the 2nd, 1970. To obey God. I think I want to collect myself a bit and do another audio. Oh, maybe in 30 minutes, but right now. God bless you. This is Doyle Davidson, Plano, Texas, Water of Life Ministries, serving and apostle of God. God bless. See you.